Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter Nun Tes 59 in Tehillim. Lamnatzeach al tashches, l'David michtam. Al tashches, let there be no destruction. Certainly, David is davening here that he not be killed, that he not be destroyed by his enemies. But more importantly, David davens that he not be the vehicle to bring about Shaul's destruction. Although Shaul pursued David, David understood that Shaul was operating under a ruach ra'ah, and therefore he was to be pitied as much as he was to be feared. David always considered Shaul the Mashiach Hashem, the anointed one of Hashem, and therefore he dared not stretch out his hand against Shaul. He left Shaul's fate to God alone. In this capital, we notice that David reiterates the theme of Al Tashches, Al Tahargem, let them not be killed. But on the other hand, we also see that he says, Kale Bechema Kale Ve'enemo, may you in your fury put an end to them. Destroy them until they are no more. So, which is it? Does David wish that Shaul not be utterly destroyed, or does he wish him to be completely and utterly destroyed? Well, the Alshach explains that, in fact, David is referring to two different people. On the one hand, he is speaking of Shaul and his men when he says, Al Tashches, but he is speaking of our classic enemies when he asks God, Kale Bechema, Kale. And so according to the Alshach, David is toggling between these two situations throughout Tehillim Nun Tes. On the one hand, speaking of Shaul, and on the other hand, speaking of the national enemies of the Jewish people. When this capital opens, it's speaking of the time, a personal time in David's life, Bishloach Shaul Vayishmeru Es Habayis V'Hamiso. This is a very specific incident that is recorded in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Tes. It was shortly after Shaul had tried to spear David as David played and his instrument before Shaul. And David fled. His wife, Michal, warned him that her father would kill him in the morning, and therefore she helped David escape in the middle of the night. David is perplexed. He begs Hashem to save him, but he does not understand why he is being pursued, why there is an ambush against him. Why is it that these bold and impertinent people plot against him? Lo pishi v'lo chatasi Hashem. I have done nothing wrong. I have no transgression. Beli avon yirutzun. They are pursuing me despite the fact that I have done nothing wrong. David begs Hashem to protect him, but he does something very unique, very creative, with the wrath and the might of Hashem that he hopes to arouse. David says, "V'ata Hashem Elokim Tzvakot Elokei Yisrael, Hakitza Lifkod Kol Hagoyim." The Alshach explains the phenomenon as such. When David asks God to save him, he asks that Hashem direct his anger against the Goyim, and not against Shaul and his men. David merely wants protection from them, but he wants the utter destruction of his foes, of the foes of the Jewish people. Although at that time the classic enemy were the Plishtim, David prophetically saw into the future and knew that our Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. Yashuvu La'erev, our enemies would return in the dark times of Jewish history. Yehemu chakelev, and they would howl like dogs, v'yisovavu ir, and they would surround, besiege our city, Yerushalayim. And they would scoff and say, Kimi shomea, who listens anyway? As they say in a different parak, Lo yireka, Hashem doesn't see anything. Lo yavin Elokei Yaakov, Hashem doesn't discern what is going on. But David knows, Ata Hashem tischak lamo, tilag l'chol goyim. At the end, God will mock them, and God will laugh at them. David then returns to his current situation, that with Shaul. Uzo elecha eshmora, kelokim iskabi. Again, he explains his philosophy. As long as Shaul is king, as long as the power is with him, I will bide my time. I will trust you, Hashem, to be my haven. Al tahargeim. Don't kill them. Don't kill out Shaul and his men. Because I want people to see what happens to those who pursue me. Yes, reduce them from their status. Yes, allow them to live and see what comes to those who pursue and persecute others. But do not utterly destroy them. Just reduce them from their status. Horidim. On the other hand, the enemies of the Jewish people, kalei b'chema, kalei ve'einemo. Those enemies of the Jewish people, who the Al-Sheikh says, destroyed our first temple and our second temple, the two kalei, each of them should be completely destroyed. And then they will know, ki Elokim Moshel b'Yaakov. They said, lo yavin. But we know God is in control. And then again, the capital shifts to David's current situation. And here, V'yashuvu la'erev yehemu chakelev v'yisovavu ir, refer to Shaul's men who return in the evening to stake out the house and wait for David so that they can kill him in the morning. But guess what? David is confident that he will sing God's praises in the morning, because by the time the morning came, David had escaped. For God is my haven, my faithful God. Kapitel Nuntas is also famous for another reason. It is this kapitel that is quoted by Augustine in his formulation of the theology of Jewish witness. Augustine, who was a church father, suggested that slay them not, lest my people forget, scatter them, make them wander in your might and cast them down, as a reference to the Jewish people. And that he said that the Christians may not utterly and completely destroy the Jews, but rather they were to live and bear witness to the truths of Christianity. It is fascinating that this kapitel in Tehillim was used by the church father to create a theology that would allow the Jews to survive, although oppressed, although brutalized, although often exterminated. His idea was that they should never be completely destroyed. Now, this really was a cover for the fact that the Christians could not account for the fact that the Jewish people were still alive after what they had considered the worst sin possible. And therefore, they thought that truly the Jews should have disappeared from history. And yet, Am Yisrael Chai, we continue to exist. So this was a very convenient theology that was created in order to account for how is it that the Jewish people continue to exist. But we know that we exist because Hashem wills our existence. And Emir Hashem, Uzi Elecha Azamera Ki Elokim Miskabi Elokei Chasti. You, Hashem, are my strength and you are my haven, and we will remain faithful to you. Thank you for studying together. Eloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.